check. What's going on, y'all? Ceci Lario Hernandez here. All right, y'all. I'm just letting you guys know. I want to encourage you guys to be yourself, no matter the circumstances, no matter what anybody says in your workplace. If you're older, in your school, if you're younger, be who you are. Don't apologize for who you are. There's nothing wrong with you. Continue to be you, to do yourself. If you like something and you want to do it, do it. If others are making fun of you because you're doing it, ignore them. Because the more you, if you decide to listen to them and them saying that you're wrong by doing this, then you're going to slowly not like yourself. And eventually, you'll get to a point where you're always frustrated because you're listening to what others are telling you to do. Okay, I'm not saying that you don't have to listen to authority. That's totally different. This is talking about personality, who you are as a person. We're all subject to authority, but we can still be who we want to be personally. If you like arts and crafts, do arts and crafts. If you like mathematics, do mathematics. If you're a girl and you're being discouraged to do mathematics and you love it, don't listen to the discouragers. Encourage yourself to do it. And let me tell you this, it will be difficult. It's not going to be easy because there are always going to be haters. So learn right now, if you're young, to ignore the haters and continue to do you. If you're older, you can still learn. It's not too late. It's not too late. It's never too late. So continue to be yourself. I'm telling you this to encourage you because I myself still struggle with people not liking me for who I am. I'm different. I like to be who I am. If it's different, oh well. You know, a lot of times, even in my workplace, I'm 34 years old. This has been happening to me since I've been a child in elementary school. People are like, "You're weird." And, you know, before it would bother me, you know, I'm not going to lie. It would bother me. It would get to me. I would be like, why do these people not like me? What is wrong with me? You know, I've come to the realization there's nothing wrong with me. I'm a perfectly awesome person. And if the majority of normal people don't want to be around me because of that, I'm sorry. You know, I'm not going to apologize for who I am. You know, at the end of the day, you don't pay my bills. I pay my bills. If I decide to do a good job and be diligent in my workplace, you know, then that's on me. I'm the one making the money, not you. I don't have to look at you at the end of the day. I got to look at my wife and my daughter at the end of the day. And if I don't work and do my job good and I don't get hours and get money, I got to look at them and tell them, look, daddy wasn't diligent. You know what I'm saying? You got to be diligent. You got to continue to be who you are. If you like facial hair, if you grow facial hair and you like facial hair, if you like a goatee like myself, grow it out. Who cares what people say? I mean, I deal with this day in and day out, and I just learned to brush it off because if it bothers them, it's bothering them. That's their problem. They got to get over it. I'm not going to apologize for who I am. I got a family that I love. I got a God who loves me for who I am. Through Jesus Christ, I got money in my pocket at the end of the day to provide for my family. I'm good. So, to the naysayers, I'm not going to apologize for who I am. And I encourage you, people that are listening and are being discouraged for being who you are, don't apologize. Don't apologize for who you are. Now, granted, like I said before, we are all subject to authority. And if authority tells us to do something, you know, we got to abide by authority, but that doesn't have anything to do with our personality. It has to do with that has to do with our character. Because if you're able to obey and be obedient to your authority, then that builds character within you. And what happens is you have personality, you have character, and there's going to be more haters. I'll be honest, there's going to be more of them because you have character and you have personality. Some people, they're going to hate on you because they cannot do that themselves. They have not taken the manpower, the willpower to do it themselves. They have not chosen to do it themselves. So choose this day who you're going to serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. God created us differently. We're not all the same. You know, every person is different. Every tree is different. Every dolphin is different. You know, every little organism in the ocean is different. God likes different. He created everybody to be different. So I challenge you today to be yourself and be different in God's eyes, as opposed to the norm that's going on around you. Thanks a lot, you guys, for listening. I hope this encourages you. Don't apologize for who you are. Stay subject to authority. Build character. Build your personality. At the end of the day, don't apologize for who you are. Thanks a lot, you guys. Have a good one.